Greetings, friends. Quinn here. It is full moon in June, Gregorian year 2020, and it is certainly a year of clear vision. I imagine we could all agree with that. So many things are becoming so clear. Obvious, right? That which has been in the shadow is having a bright spotlight shined right on it. And even though it's painful and it's challenging, it is necessary in order for the things to change that we know needs to change. We know that folks in charge, the energy in charge, will not give it up willingly, will not change willingly, and so here we all are. Hopefully every one of us is actively doing our part, and maybe that's what we could focus on today with this journey, is clarifying and getting more clear about our part and who in our spirit world is there to help us focus our energies and replenish our energy so that we can be as helpful as possible. That's what the focus is. It's a full moon in Sagittarius, and actually it's also the beginning of three consecutive eclipses. Whenever it is that you are absorbing this right here, whether through video or audio, where you are. Like, where are you in the moment that you decide you want to listen or watch? And then wherever that is, that also is a spirit house for you. That is part of your spirit house space. So you might want to do something to honor that space or to make it even more sacred, more focused on you being able to focus within to help you be the best person you can be in the outside world, in the physical world where we live and where we are moving, inching things along in all areas of justice and reclamation of all that is ours as human beings to make a more compassionate option of culture, where we are valued, where Black lives are valued, where Indigenous lives are valued, where all versions of brown Indigenous people around the world are valued. And that starts, of course, in our hearts, right? And then we make changes in the culture to reflect those necessities. So, an eclipse and Sagittarius moon, full moon. I am a Sagittarius. I don't know, some of you may be. Some of you may have Sagittarius prominently in your chart. And so I have always felt Sagittarius energy to be expansive, to be far-seeing, to want to contribute to the bigger picture in a meaningful way. Also as the archer, and the archer, that focus. So one, all of our energy has to go into the act of pulling the bow and the arrow taut in a focused way. So all of our energies need to be able to be focused on our intent, on our action. And our intent and our action needs to be aligned. And then the act of letting go that tension to make the arrow go where we intend it to go, that is practice. And I'd like to focus on that with this drum. So one thing about shooting an arrow at a moving something, whether it's your food an animal that is being sacrificed for your food, or, you know, other ways of using arrows are in war. But let's say in this context of what we're doing now, it's moving, right? It's not like a can or a target, the can on top of a hay bale, and you're shooting at it. It's not moving and shifting, and it's not static. So how do we anticipate the movement so that we can aim our focused energy to land where we intend it to land? And so there's a part of intuition about noticing the patterns of the movement, because there's maybe fakes and there may be quick movements, but to use our intuition to let it go, to assume that what it is that we're aiming for moves in the line of the arrow, so that the arrow can land itself where we intend it. Do you get what I'm saying? I always say that if you're hunting a deer and the deer is moving or running, especially, and the faster it's moving, the more you have to do this, which is you don't shoot where you see it, you shoot where you see it, that where it's going to be. And I'm sorry if this language is triggering for people around hunting and things. This is a human thing. We've used bows and arrows way a long time. So we have this in us of being able to anticipate and project into the microsecond future about where the arrow needs to be. And so you may have no conscious knowledge about any of that. And you can ask your ancestors, excuse me, you can ask your ancestors for guidance around that, because they know. And you can use your intuition. So all that to say, when we are putting our energy into a direction, and that there is a focus, there is the immediate focus of what is going on right in this second, but then there's what's coming, right? To be able to anticipate, that's where foresight comes in. Being able to anticipate what the potentials are of possible future moves of the other, right? Whatever we are aiming towards. And it might not even be an external other. It might be the intuiting the direction of needed action. I have a personality, I have a spirit in my head that has been with me a very long time, and I call her the perimeter watcher, and she is always watching for what may be coming, even 3 or 4 or 5 potential steps out, to see best case scenario. Don't take that one, because that 3 steps down the line could end up being a mistake or dangerous. Not a mistake on our part, but being in the zone of danger. So this drum could very well be, yes, about you and your personal life. Yes. But right now what we need is each of us in our personal lives. How can we align with the greater intention of justice and equity and compassion, and all of us, animistically speaking, being in a web of life together? How can we add our personal energy for the greater good into that collective? So there is an energy of us as an individual, but that's where that intuition comes in, and aiming our focus. How can we best be helpful? And there's a lot of different approaches to what's going on, meaning that there's lots of ways to fit in. There's lots of different ways to be helpful. Whether you're on the front lines of active protest, or you're praying for protection of those who are doing it, you're supportive in other ways, you're a healer and you're offering healing, there's lots of ways to be helpful. Maybe what's going to come up this time is something that seems to be blocking or in the way or burdening your ability right now to show up fully. And if there is something that is doing that, a voice in your head, a feeling, a hesitation, a resistance, use this drum to focus in on that. What is it and why is it there? Is it even yours? It might be something from your ancestral line or from pressure from the outside world that you are succumbing to. It's very important for us to really notice the places in the dark, deep spots that are holding us back. And then shine a light on that. Aim that arrow for that. So I am using Jacob's drum today to bring his energy. Jacob's my partner. He's also the labyrinth maker. He has had a wounded eye since March 13th, which is the day that the national emergency was called in the U.S. and when all of this really started becoming lit up in the light. And so he is not able to contribute in a lot of ways that he would prefer. And so to honor him and bring him into this circle, I am using his drum. So now's the time where it's a good idea to put yourself in a comfortable position. Also, maybe your eyesight. How much light is getting into your eyes? Because this type of work can be way more effective when we are where we have less visual interference. So some kind of eye cover could be very helpful. That way the canvas, the palette in the back of our eyelids is dark and ready for the input that's about to come. And then in being in a place where there's not going to be being startled, because that's not helpful. It creates a response which doesn't help our journeys. So when the drum begins, clear your mind of all expectation, really, so that you are a empty vessel. And then whether you have a typical starting place or not, and you want to ask, where do I need to begin this journey? And your intention is, how can I focus my energy on the best ways to be helpful and to show up? And maybe there's something that you need in order for you to go forward. Maybe you need nurturing, nourishing, a clearing, a healing, and you can certainly ask for that now. If you have headphones or earbuds, it can be very helpful. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Notice how your body feels as the drum stops. Notice any differences that you feel now from before the drum started. Take an opportunity and offer gratitude for anything, even one small thing that arrived, showed up, was revealed, was released. Anything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. May our actions, deeds, word, and intention be aligned to be as supportive as possible in all the ways that we can. For the movement of this culture in so many ways, not just the American culture, the human culture. There's many steps to this, and a lot needs to occur in our lifetime. And we are the agents of change for that. And so I'm grateful for you. So much care and support to you. And I look forward to focusing our energies together as we go on. Okay, stay safe out there. Happy full moon.